And at 10:38, it's time to eat. Welcome into Food Time, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show. Our program this week brought to you by our friends at the Greek Islands Restaurant and also Northwestern Cutlery, the candy store for cooks. And I don't know if you've seen the card in the Hallmark store or not, but welcome to National Sandwich Month. It's one of our favorite subjects on our Food Time show through the years. We've done these programs from time to time talking about the creativity that a sandwich can bring you. One place in particular is really blowing it out for the big sandwich event, and that is a local place that's called The Local Place, which is downtown at 198 East Delaware Street. Their executive chef is Travis Strickland, who's joining us on the phone. Travis, happy National Sandwich Month to you, my friend.
I couldn't be more excited about a month, to be honest with you. National Sandwich Month is really what it's all about for me.
Wouldn't it be great for National Sandwich Month just to have a different, completely different sandwich creation each of the 30, what do we have in August? 30 days has to, each of the days that we have in August, to just come up with a really completely new creation. That's just about what you guys are doing, right?
Well, I don't think that our menu could accommodate 31 sandwiches, but if I had my way 100% of the time, I think that would be it. So
you do have some amazing creations though for the month. That's what I wanted to focus on. Like, what are some of the ones for which you are most proud?
We've got a few really unique sandwiches on the menu over at the local. We're at 198 East Delaware. Everything from, a traditional burger where everyone can kind of, have that comforting burger. But, ours is pretty special. It's a 12-ounce steak burger. We've got a Big Brother restaurant in the city of Chicago, in Chicago Cut Steakhouse. So, we're able to utilize some of the best meat in the city, not if the country.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite steakhouses in Chicago. Chicago Cut is just a magnificent food, magnificent view. Everything is first class there.
So that's the Big Brother, and we're able to kind of utilize, like I said, some of that great beef in the 12-ounce steak burger. But beyond the steak burger, we've got a couple of really unique items, one of them being an ahi tuna burger, which is kind of a unique spin and has kind of gained some notoriety in the city of Chicago for being a unique spin on the traditional burger, which is, a really nice summertime burger. Ground yellowfin tuna with a sesame wasabi aioli and all these beautiful vegetables that go along with it.
Yeah, what about actual sandwiches? I know you've come up with some pretty cool creations in that regard.
Yeah, so there's also a rotisserie turkey club. Part of what we are and who the local is, part of the culture there. We've got this magnificent rotisserie that we imported from France. It actually arrived 2 days before we opened the restaurant, and it's almost like a Cadillac cooking device. So it's really a lot of fun. We take whole turkey breasts and we buttermilk marinate them. The whole process takes 2 days. It's Cajun seasoned. We roast it. We slice it thin, and we serve it, pretty traditionally with some Newski smoked bacon and some beautiful heirloom tomatoes and a little classic mayonnaise on 7 wheat grain bread. So it's it's a lot of labor and time that goes into it, but I think the product is really stands out.
Now you have something that's called a Scottish salmon Reuben. Explain, please.
So the salmon Reuben is kind of a unique idea. We wanted to kind of marry all the flavors of a traditional pastrami Reuben, utilizing a beautiful Scottish salmon. Cold water salmon, very high in fat and the omega-3 fatty acids that everybody talks about. So it's a nice spin. We created a rub that kind of mimics the flavors of a traditional Reuben sandwich. So there's a lot of brown sugar and some coriander and things like that that you'll find in a traditional Reuben. And then it's got your sauerkraut and Swiss cheese on a marble rye bread, and it's really one of my favorite sandwiches that we came up with. It kind of marries two unlike ingredients together on the same sandwich.
Yeah, and I got to think, I mean, when you have a Reuben sandwich, it's not like you're actually going, you know, for a healthy alternative. But I guess it's a little bit healthier than pastrami or, you know, corned beef or something like that, right?
Well, sure, sure. Yeah, and that's kind of one of the reasons that we did it. We still got the classic Thousand Island dressing on the sandwich. And, you know, we can customize, obviously, to fit the customer's needs or their dietary restrictions. But, you know, every great sandwich needs a little bit of fat on there. So we've got the Thousand Island, the Swiss, the sauerkraut. It's just a great sandwich.
Yeah. What do you think of, you know, some of the creations? I mean, I'm sure you've heard of, you know, crazy sandwiches. You were talking about burgers before, and we did a show a month or so ago about this trend of, you know, gourmet burgers right now that – I think it's away from the essence of really truly enjoying a great burger, of like burgers with a poached egg on it and, you know, things like that. I'm more of a purist that way, but maybe, you know, you as an executive chef, you might feel differently.
I think there's kind of two schools of thought there. One, the chefs are always looking for some sort of a creative outlet to kind of flex their muscles a little bit, to keep from being stagnant, you know, making the traditional purist burger every day of the week for 20 years, and it can get a little repetitive. So I think that's one of the reasons why the burger has kind of gotten this artistic spin on it, is because it's just such a great outlet. It's not a real huge commitment for the diner. You're just trying another type of burger. So that's one of the reasons why I think that there's been so many gourmet burgers, and this thing is really kind of becoming a trend. But
where do you fall on the fried egg on a burger issue?
I have to side with you. The fat that I like on my burger is just a little bit of mayonnaise, a little bit of mustard, great quality beef. The bun has got to be warm and toasted, so you get that kind of different texture between it. But it's all about fresh vegetables, great beef, and a nice bun for me.
So here I was looking up unusual sandwiches, and here's one that I found: a pork belly sandwich, pork belly with curried mayo, pickled vegetables, and a fried egg. Thumbs up or down?
I think it could probably be okay, but I don't know that I would order that.
Are you sure you're not in politics?
Maybe that's a future calling.
Here is a veal brisket sandwich. Now, that kind of sounds appealing to me a little bit.
Veal brisket, thumbs up.
Eggplant sandwich with fontina cheese and tomato basil jam.
So it sounds like what they've done there is try to mimic the old eggplant parmesan and make it into a sandwich. That's a thumbs up.
Yeah, I think, here, look at this, what I found. An open-faced meatloaf sandwich. Is there anything better in the world than a cold meatloaf sandwich?
No, I don't think so.
Here's what they do to it, though. Let me see how they jazz this thing up. I'll reserve my judgment. Open-faced meatloaf sandwich with heirloom tomato, love that. Red Fresno pepper, love that. Swiss cheese, watercress, spicy mustard, and an over-easy egg. Why do we have to put an over-easy egg on everything?
I think that has kind of become one of those trends that's gone a little overboard. I agree with you 100% there. Maybe once in a great while, but the egg is kind of reserved for breakfast in my book.
How great to just have a nice cold meatloaf sandwich with some mustard and lettuce on it. That's a delicious sandwich right there.
It sounds like there's a lot of thought went into that one. That's great.
Let me take a break. When we come back, I want to open up our phone lines to our listeners for your very favorite sandwiches. Tell me what your very favorite sandwiches are. 312-981-7200. Executive Chef Travis Strickland on the line from the local place, 198 East Delaware Street in Chicago. They're celebrating National Sandwich Month with us on our Food Time show here on WGN. Back on our Food Time show, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show at 10:51, talking about National Sandwich Month that is going on here today. They are celebrating over at the restaurant called The Local Place, 198 East Delaware Street. Lots of restaurants are celebrating with some special sandwich creations, and I want to hear about yours. Executive Chef Travis Strickland on the line with us today. Travis, when I was doing some reports for WGN Television on Friday on Michigan Avenue, I had a little break in the action, you know, just wanted to get a little something quick to eat. And right down the street from where I was stationed at the Congress Plaza Hotel at Michigan Avenue in Columbus was a Fontano's submarine sandwich. Fontana's, one of my all-time favorites. I used to go to Fontana's when I was a student at the University of Illinois at Circle. Was their original location. Now they have locations everywhere. This one is right on Michigan Avenue, just a block or two maybe north of Congress. And they have what they call their blockbuster sandwich. It's loaded with fantastic Italian meats, fresh cheese, wonderful bread. I mean, a great sub. What do you think should be in a great sub sandwich?
I think all of those things that you just mentioned. Some sort of a cured pork salami for me. The bread, I think, really makes a great Italian sub. It's got to be crispy on the outside. It's got to have a nice, chewy tenderness to the inside. I really like some sort of an acidic punch, so whether it's giardiniera or some sort of a pickled relish, I think that's a nice kind of acidic counterpoint to the fatty meats and cheeses that are on there. So for me, that's kind of really what it's all about, the Italian sub.
Yeah, they had some fantastic giardiniera that they sell by the jar at the restaurant, and is just great. Let's go to the phones, 312-981-7200. John, good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning. You know, I know it's not glamorous, but I love a great grilled cheese sandwich, you know, where the grill is buttered and the toast is toasted and the cheese is melted. Put some ham on there, and I'm in heaven. I like that better than, say, a good Chicago steak. I hate to say it.
No kidding. I'm with you. A good grilled cheese sandwich, you can't beat it. I love the addition of a little ham on there also. Travis, what do you think?
I think the grilled cheese is one of the world's most perfect sandwiches. The only thing beating the grilled cheese in my book is a well-crafted BLT. I think that's the king.
I almost agree.
Yeah. What would you do to a grilled cheese sandwich, oh, executive chef?
I like the addition of some meat in there. I also kind of like to throw a little cool counterpoint, some sort of a cool vegetable after the cheese is melted. So maybe a couple of nice ripe slices of tomatoes. But I think, you know, ham, cheese, tomatoes, and some crust, you know, crusty, buttery bread, I think that stops for me.
You made me hungry, John. Go ahead.
A little bit of dill pickle is great, too, with it.
Love it. Love the crunch. Yeah, some nice dill chips in there, something like that.
Yeah, nice.
Love it. John, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Kathy, you're next on WGN.
Yeah, hi. I was saying I like a simple sandwich, a chicken salad sandwich. And why is it so hard to find a good? Because sometimes you get any place you get all dark meat and a lot of grizzle, and the only time it seems you can make it is if I make it at home.
Right.
And I love to have a little roaster chicken. But sometimes when you're out, I just like the taste of a chicken salad sandwich, maybe with a little lettuce, maybe on whole wheat, and that's.
No. That's a good sandwich.
And you can't find a good chicken salad sandwich. Every place they load it up with the dark meat and why?
Yeah,
where
well
the chicken salad sandwich.
Yeah, the cheaper parts of the chicken, the least expensive parts of it. Travis, what would if you're making a chicken salad sandwich? What are you putting in the ingredients?
I really like, I like to use a little bit of both. I do think that some of the dark meat has a little more flavor than the breast meat, but they both kind of have their advantages. The mayonnaise, I think a quality, if you can make a mayonnaise at home and kind of flavor it to your own liking, that's really going to just take your chicken salad sandwich and put it over the top. I like to put red seedless grapes and some walnuts and a little shaved celery in mine.
I haven't made it in years, but when I did, I would sprinkle in a little curry powder as well.
Sure.
And that's really good. But I hear what you're saying, Kathy, of just a good old-fashioned American chicken salad sandwich on a nice warm day, like at a picnic or something, delish, if it hasn't been sitting out for a long time. Thanks for the call, Kathy. Judy, you're next on WGN.
Yes, hi, gentlemen. One of our great finds has been Big and Littles on Orleans. I hope you've heard of it. It's fabulous. And our favorite sandwich is a soft-shelled crab po' boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, that sounds good.
It's fabulous. And besides that, they have the most incredible hamburgers as well, just a variety of hamburgers. So it's this hidden place on Orleans, and if you haven't gone, you have to go.
What's the name? Give me the name one more time.
It's called Big and Littles. I think they were two chefs, quite exclusive chefs here in Chicago, that decided to have their own restaurant and make just this incredible fast food.
All right, we're gonna check it out. Big and Littles. Thank you for the call, Judy. And Travis, thank you very much for joining us. Executive Chef Travis Strickland, the local place, 198 East Delaware Street. We'll stop in and say hi soon. I appreciate you joining us today. We'll come back. Thank you very much. Break for the news, and then more food talk on Flavor HD is coming up next on WGN.